This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi everyone. You're listening to Thoughts and Theories on ORFM, where I'll delve deeper into the meanings and messages of films, books, TV shows, and more. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Theories. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and welcome back. Today I have two wonderful guests with me today who I actually invite to introduce themselves first. Sarah, would you like to go first?
Yeah, hi everyone. My name is Sarah Filaputri. I come from Indonesia and I'm studying here for a Master of Business Data Science. Nice to meet you guys all.
Amazing. All right, next guest.
Hi, those who are listening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Asha, for your time. Okay, my name is Budi, B-U-D-I, and I'm here studying a PhD in finance. So I think that we're both, me and Sarah, are studying the same school, right?
The same business school.
Right. Okay, awesome. Is that how you guys met, or did you guys know each other before that?
Before that, because we're both fellow Indonesians.
Yeah, that's
right. Amazing. So you came from the same program?
Not different. I'm more into like computer science.
Right. Okay, yeah. Okay. I see. Well, it's so good to have you guys on to the show today. Thank you so much for accepting my invite. Today we're actually going to talk about something really, well, funny and kind of goofy, kind of silly. Yeah. And we're actually going to be talking about Delulu stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Delulu is the Sululu, guys. That is actually how we started talking properly, right? Yeah. I don't know about you guys listening, but do you ever like spend your time alone in your room and you just start talking to yourself?
Yeah, I actually every single time, and especially whenever like I'm in a bedroom and I was like talking to myself, like, it's just like pretending something,
right,
and it's like I don't
know,
like going it so every day.
Yeah, what about you, Woody?
Yeah. I pretend that I'm probably in the scenes of a movie, and then I would have another alter ego of myself, and then, I don't know, at first I thought that probably I was a psychopath.
Oh my
maybe.
God.
I don't know. But then I was like, no, maybe this is part of myself being creative, because it feels like it's exploring of probably my other personality that I've never discovered before. Mm-hmm. But it's probably entertaining and also fun for some others, especially for me, but maybe to some other people probably think that it would be weird, but
that's cool.
I really enjoy that.
Hey, I don't think it's kind of weird, but I think everyone does it, but everyone's just too ashamed to admit it,
actually
we're all being really brave right now by admitting that we're not crazy people. Promise
Cool.
I feel so relieved. Thank you.
But no, serious, like I think everyone sort of does it, and it's a really good way to like relieve stress, because surely everyone does it. Like you listen to a song and you pretend like you're the main character and you're in the music video. Like surely you pretend like you're famous or something, like you're a pop star, like you're super genius, superhero, whatever, right? It's always just like reality is too serious sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to chill.
Yeah, actually, it's just like so hard to like pretend that's like a real situation. Sometimes whenever like we're in the real situations and we're like, oh God, it's real. So it's like, oh God. And then it's just like so good to have like a Delulu like every single day, because like we're like actually imagining something like and then sometimes it become real as well, because we're like manifest that.
Yes.
And actually it's a positive energy that we attract.
Actually, what is your stance on manifesting?
What was that, sorry?
Well, what are your stances on manifesting? For those of you listening, manifesting is basically when you like believe something a lot and you repeat it a lot in your head until one day it just appears for you. So you too. Sorry, you can go first since you brought it up.
Yeah, actually, I really wanted to be like a YouTuber.
Right, right.
And then like every single time, like actually I used to like have this imagination, because when I was a kid, as I grew up, like, I watched Emma Chamberlain, if you know that.
No, I don't know.
And then she's, like, amazing. And now she's, like, becoming, like, one of, like, a influencer, like, and so big, like, every single, like, event that she's actually attending to the event. And then it's more, like, a influencing also for, like, fashion and things. And I was like, oh, God, I really want to become like her.
Right.
And then because of that, every single time whenever I have, like, a free time or whatever it is, like, sometimes I just put my phone like this and, like, and then I just, like, oh, hey, guys, like, welcome back to my channel. And it's just, like, every day.
Hey, there's no shame in that. That's actually, yeah, that's actually a really good way of, like, expressing yourself. What about you, Budi?
Well, maybe this is not a delulu, but you know what? I'm a huge believer that there's a power out there. Mm-hmm. Some people might call it God. Some people might call it higher power. Mm-hmm. I believe that there are actually powers that's out of our own power. And then when I was in master's degree, mm-hmm, I started to manifest to actually graduate quite really fast, probably on time, because I really don't want to pay another money for my another year in uni. And then I start of writing the prayers that I want, and then I stick it on the wall. And then not only that, I also stick it on the trees made by the uni. Like, if you have hopes, then you can, like, roll it down, and then you can hang it there. Mm-hmm. And then what I did was I wrote exactly the date and the month and the year that I want to graduate. Mm-hmm. And then, believe it or not, to those who are listening, it happens.
Good.
Amazing.
It got me goosebumps. But I feel like if you keep on, that's the verdict. If you keep on saying some things, if you believe on that, then probably, who knows, that it probably comes out as reality.
That's true. Yeah. It's actually a psychology thing as well. Mm-hmm. To add on to, like, to give my point of view of it, right?
Yeah.
Manifesting is basically just you repeating a mantra in your head, right? I really want, like, for example, I really want to graduate at this time. I really want to graduate. I really want to graduate. And it actually changes your perception and your mentality a little bit, because without you realizing, you actually work a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. You put a little bit more effort, mm-hmm, and you have a goal in mind. So you are working towards that without even realizing it. Mm-hmm. A good example of this is, you know, people with insecurities, right? I mean, we all have it. But, like, when you look in the mirror, if you say, I look bad, I look like a horrible person, and you say that every day, you're going to believe it. You're going to see the bad things about you. Oh, maybe I have this, I have that, mm-hmm, I have pimples, whatever, right? Yeah. But, like, if you repeat yourself, even if you don't believe it, because this is what I did, mm-hmm, I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I look so hot today.
Oh, and God. That's amazing.
I laughed so hard the first time I did it because I did not believe it. Yeah. Like, it was horrible. But I just kept repeating it every single day. I look good today. I look good today. I feel good today. I feel confident. Just whatever you want. And then over time, I found myself laughing less and less and just feeling, actually, I don't look good. I don't look bad. I'm actually okay today. And I was like, whoa, that's a first, because usually I'm always really insecure. So for me, I manifested myself into, like, getting rid of my insecurities. I'm not saying it's totally gone, but that repetition of, like, positivity was progressive, you know? So that is why I think manifesting is.
I think that's the reason why the first time we met her.
Who?
Asha.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know why, you resemble a lot of confidence.
Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it's transferable to us. I was like, because at first, like, okay, when you were sitting on the table, like, right in front of the Bloomberg Lab, we actually didn't want to approach you. But since I told Sarah, I was like, ah, oh, she is the girl who is selling the donuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, oh, I really, she said that she really likes
really
it. And then
it.
She really wants to reorder. So I was like, okay, let's go there and then approach her. At first, I don't know why, like, maybe you were into your stuff, but then when we started talking,
and then it's just become so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's the time when I started to think this is giving me a lot of positive energy.
That's actually so good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that from you guys, actually.
Yeah. Because we didn't know, like, the story behind it. Like,
And then you just, like, telling us, like, other than the donut things, actually, like, everything. And then we know, oh, yeah, that's so good. really.
Thank you, guys. For those of you listening, just for context, we actually don't know each other very well. I think I met Budi twice before, but I only met Sarah once. I met Budi at the, I think, the OMSA welcoming event.
Oh, yes, that's also true. Mm-hmm.
And then that was when we met again at the Otago Business School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, hey, do you all want to come onto the podcast?
She's like, oh, God.
I think the thing is, when it comes, this is what I mean by like Delulu is the Salulu. Mm-hmm. Because if you think to yourself, hey, I'm a confident person, like all these positive things, then you actually, without realizing it, change your body language, your tone of voice, just your general aura, right? Yeah. You change your vibe, and that makes yourself more welcoming to other people, and it makes other people want to talk to you in turn, because I'm sure everyone is like familiar. Do you ever walk down like the road and you're like, oh no, everyone's staring at me, my dress is too short, or like my pants is you know, got a stain on it or whatever. But really, everyone is kind of in their own world, everyone's in their own mind doing their own thing. So it's just like people don't actually pay attention to you that much unless you want them to. Did you guys ever have a period in your life where you guys were very insecure? And how did you get over that?
Actually, to cope with the insecurities, I don't know, like never-ending stories. But then I feel like I just have to boost my confidence. And then the one thing that I really do every single time whenever I'm actually down, I actually just stand up in front of the mirror. And then I feel like, oh, and then like I pretending like myself, like, oh, maybe it's about like, you know, like, it's we never like stop, we never like having like enough for everything that we wish for, but then like, oh, I really want to achieve something, maybe for my body goals and stuff, but then maybe that's maybe have a good positive result, so I went to the gym,
right?
And then maybe, oh, I should just run because maybe that's a good for my body or my what is it, like for everything, like for good, and then that's like actually so good. And then it's becoming like, oh, God, this is not for becoming like what I don't want to. But then it's just becoming like, oh, that's actually so good for our health. So that's why.
That's good. Yeah, no, that's true. If you actively work on yourself, like you said, you started going to the gym.
Yeah.
And the gym obviously has so much benefits. I forgot what it's called. Is it endorphins? I don't know. The positive chemical.
Yeah, endorphins.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you start like exercising, it's just, it's great. So you actively working and making progress towards bettering yourself actually like,
set the goals.
Yeah, set the goals. It changes your mentality so much, and everything just suddenly becomes a little bit more positive.
Yeah,
you know, of course, it doesn't fix everything, but you're making steps. You're setting goals, like you said. Yeah, so that is really
that's
good.
That's true.
Yeah,
guys, like it's just like how it roll. Like because of that.
Amazing. How about you?
I want to ask you, Asha.
Oh, okay.
Do you still remember your insecurities? And does it weird if we forget what is actually our insecurity is?
Actually, no, it's not weird if you forget your insecurities. Well, I think anyway. The fact that you forget what your insecurities are just shows how much you've moved past that dark moment in your life. But I'd say I like remember my insecurity a lot growing up was like of being like overweight and people criticizing me for being overweight. And so I was very critical of myself on like what I did or ate or like, you know, what I consumed. But it wasn't making me happy. It was making me very sad. So I'm not saying like I'm totally over it. But these days I'm a little bit more like, hey, I just finished a huge assignment. Let me just treat myself, you know, and I get myself like a wee ice cream or something. And I don't think about it so much because I think that's our biggest downfall, thinking too much. But yeah, no.
Then do you think that since you said that people that time kept on criticizing you, so do you think that letting the environments or your surroundings getting into you is the biggest factors of why you keep on being insecure about yourself? Because you keep listening to them, like, you let them in. But what if like one day, like, you have to go back to that surroundings again. Do you have to go back to the environments again? And then you probably don't have enough choice to go out of that. And then you will start to feel like you'll get your insecurities back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it? What do you guys think about it?
I think that's true, though. Like, sometimes your insecurity is based off of your environment. And when you're out of that environment, that insecurity is gone. You forget about it. It's fine. But then you go back to that environment and you're like,
It's just level down.
Yeah, it's just, it's because, you know, we're, I think humans at the end of the day are very simple creatures. If we repeat something enough to ourselves, we'll start to believe it, you know? Yeah. We're very malleable, right? So I think that's the issue when it comes to the environment being the cause of our insecurity. If everyone, like, if we go back to, like, my insecurity, right? If everyone's like, Asha, you're overweight, and they're, like, keep saying it, right? Because you hear it so much, you start to believe it, right? And that's why it's so dangerous when you start hating on yourself as well, if you start saying negative things to yourself in the mirror. So I don't know how to defend yourself against that huge group, but if you have a few close friends who know you, like, inside out, and if they can see you, like, when you spiral, they can sort of, like, slap some sense into you and be like, no, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, you're not, like, whatever these negative things these other people say. So if you are going back to that negative environment, I say find, like, your life vest in a person, you know? Find your safe space, whether that's your friend or your parent or sibling. Yeah. I don't know, but that's my take. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, actually, that's really true. And you know what? Like, actually, I'm, like, a person that actually, if I find that's not really a good environment, I'll just try my best to, like, find another things that actually positive. Because when you're surrounded by negative, you're becoming one of them. And it's actually a harm to you and maybe your mind. So that's why, like, and then if you feel like, oh, just maybe let it go, maybe just find another things to do, like, it's just better like that. So for me, like, if it's, like, too negative for me, I just try my best, like, to not get rid of it, but then I just, like, okay, keep in mind this is not maybe my thing, but then I can go with another thing. So that's, like, my thing to do that.
Right. Thank you, guys, because after this I kept on thinking then is the Lulu an imaginations, like, is it even real? Then I start to think that by keep on telling ourselves that we are beautiful, we are cool, we're gorgeous and everything, we're pretty, then probably that's the whole point. That's the truth of ourselves. Like, because everyone is beautiful on their own way. Just because we are having the thoughts that we are beautiful doesn't mean that we are necessarily assigned to one standard of beauty.
Yeah. That is true.
Uh-huh. So because, like, probably society would have their own standard of beauty. But then by keep telling ourselves that we are beautiful, we're gorgeous, we're handsome and everything on our own way, then that starts, then that's the start of people telling us that we're the Lulu, because probably it's not appropriate with their standard. But hey, we have our own standard too. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's not necessarily have to be aligned with their standard.
That is true.
So I feel like, is being the Lulu is a bad thing? I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're just, like, how to say, we're just trying to find our own power in our own words by keep on complimenting ourselves, by keep on bestowing a lot of positive energy to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, like, becoming different is totally fine for us to be, like, maybe we have, like, another dream that they actually different. We have each other, like, it's so different, right? I mean, like, because of that, we can do, like, things, and then we can, like, okay, I can achieve what I want, and it's okay to be, like, different.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
just, like,
true.
So fine.
That's true. After all, like, to pick out on what you said, Budi, on, like, how everyone's got their own standard of beauty. That is true. Beauty is within the eyes of the beholder, right? We are all humans. We are made differently, uniquely. We're so similar, but we're so, so different, right? And we should embrace those differences and, like, you know, I think we're sort of, like, a little bit like butterflies, you know? Like, we grow up and we're, like, little caterpillars. We have our awkward phase where we're, like, you know, I'm trying to learn how to socialize, do all these things. And then finally we find ourselves, whether that's our confidence, our career, or, like, this thing that works for us. That's when we bloom into a butterfly. And then we find other people who are just like us, right? Because the thing is, the Western standard of beauty or the Asian standard of beauty is just, like, okay, we're all from Asia, right?
Yeah.
You know, do you notice how the beauty standard is just be white?
Yeah.
I know.
Actually,
yeah. Pale. Yeah. You know.
And whiter. I don't know, like, why is that?
They sell so much, like, bleaching products.
Yeah.
True. How to, like,
vitamin C injection.
Yes, that brightening products, injections, also, like, diet pills to help you, like, thin down and stuff like that. But the thing is, why as a society did we latch onto that, right? Because if you notice, if you look throughout history, these beauty standards are not consistent. So why are we bending and breaking ourselves into trying to fit into this mold that the capitalistic society is trying to fit us into? Because the only reason why they do this is so they can sell us products. Mm-hmm. They make problems. They make insecurities. And then they give us products. They sell us products to fix those insecurities when they weren't even a problem in the first place.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that.
Because somebody's like learning commerce here, actually.
Like marketing.
Who are you?
Actually, yeah, but that's true. Like, it's actually, I don't know about that, but I feel like it's just like, it's actually surreal. But then we have to like, it's actually they giving us like, something that we actually not really into, but then because people using that, because people like doing that things, so we becoming like, oh, what if I do that, what if I become one of them? So that's why it's becoming like the standards coming in, and it's become like anxiety, like anxious, because we're not like them. So that's why, like, sometimes it's just like, but the marketing things like that. So
people are scared of being different because it makes you stand out, but isn't that what we want?
True.
Why would we all want to be the same color of blue when we could be a rainbow?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's fine to become a rainbow. Like, we can be, like, another color.
That's true. I think that's the beauty of it, right? We're all so different. Which brings back to, like, us being, you know, quote-unquote delusional, right? Yeah. Like, because, Buddy, you mentioned, like, how other people will be threatened by our way of thinking and being like, okay, so there's something wrong with you. But really, there isn't. We're finding what little positivity we have in our imaginations to bring out that to help, like, brighten up our, like, you know, monotonous routine. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. If we have to like be in our head and pretend we're like a Viking to get confidence, then that works. As long as you get your confidence, girl, you know, like that's the way it works sometimes. Everyone's different. And it's like, so I think Delulu really is the Sululu.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And sometimes, I don't know, because I worked before and in Ernst & Young. And then I found out that being Delulu actually helps me so much. Okay, what I mean by being Delulu here is how I want to portray myself. Like how when I'm dealing with clients, when I'm dealing with my subordinates, with my peers, with my friends, or probably with the same people who work as an employee in the same company, I want to know, or I would, how to say, I would Delulu myself as how I want to interact with them, or how assertive should I be? How hard the tone supposed to be? What's the intonation supposed to be? And then if I'm talking in front of people, if I don't get the same reactions that I expected, then what should be the reactions that I should deliver? And I would have this kind of many different options of how I want to respond them. So it's actually helped me to defense myself.
Right, yeah. Kind of. So, like, thing. You sort of view it as a game almost.
Yes.
You've got like these dialogue options.
True.
Right.
And then whenever the scenario in my picture or in my Delulu comes out, that I can pick the answer that I have already, because I practiced that.
Yes.
Like, I rehearsed this thing.
Yeah.
That works well.
It's becoming real.
Because you know what it is? You know that whole, like, slogan, Delulu is the Sululu. Really, that's just rebranding. It's it's always been around for as long as time has been. Because it's like, do you ever get advice when you're going to talk at a public conference or something? Like, you have to do public speaking. Yeah. They're always like, just imagine, like, everyone's in their underwear and they're embarrassing and not you. Have you ever heard of that?
Ooh, no.
No.
What?
I think that what I get when I was little
just imagine that they're old trees.
Right.
So they're actually not real people.
See, the thing is, if we all get that sort of advice, right?
Yes.
Imagine something else and you feel better, right? So we've always done this. It's just been rebranded to something Gen Z uses. And we're just fun like that, you know, because we're cool.
Well, didn't realize that one.
So that's why it's like, it's always been around, but now we have a slogan for it. Delulu is a Sululu. Yeah, actually, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, we put a pink bow on it. It's cute.
Yeah, I really agree
with trendy.
That.
It's trendy.
Yeah, trendy.
Speaking about talking to ourselves, since I think that you're studying about something that is relating to that, do you think that it's also help us when we are probably acting or working as an actor?
That is true.
Because like you have to get into your role, right?
Yes, that is true. I think when it comes to being an actor, you have to have like a really strong imagination.
Okay.
Because I think that's true for, like, I don't know, being readers or something. I think we all have strong imaginations. We just think in different ways. We just have to learn how to bring that imagination to the forefront. And when you're an actor, I mean, like, I can't say how to get rid of, like, stage nervousness because I still sort of get it. But it's just when you want to become your character, you really gotta analyze who that character is. And by analyzing that, sometimes you got to become that character. And we've had multiple practices with that, right?
Yeah.
By pretending to be the main character of, like, Harry Potter or, like, I don't know, like a music video or something. So we've done it before.
Yeah.
And so I can do that when it comes to acting. We just have to be careful because we have to learn how to come out of that character as well.
It's attaching, right?
Exactly, yeah. Because if you, like, let's say you're playing a heavy character who went through trauma, like a war trauma or something. When you go into that character, you have to learn how to unlatch yourself and not lose yourself in the process because that can be devastating.
Yeah.
So that being said, while Delulu is the Sululu, we can't overindulge, because if we do that, then we'll lose touch with reality. And so we just have to have like a good balance, I say. Because if we think too much in our head and we disconnect with the people around us, then we're actually alone and we make an island out of ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think that I'm not trying to defend myself, guys, those who are listening.
Just,
but I think that most of you also would agree with me. We will only be Delulu once we are in ourselves, right? Like once we're in our room. But we're not going to be Delulu when we are with our friends.
Oh, but sometimes I do that.
Oh,
with my friends.
Like Sarah, I thought you would agree with me.
But then it's just change. You know what? I don't know, like, maybe just, like, just random. And then I just, like, yapping. And then, like, one of my friends, oh, yeah, I have that too. And then, like, we're like, oh, what if maybe in the future we're going to be, like, maybe an actor or maybe something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. And then, you know what? Like, when I was, like, a kid, I used to, like, have a dream. I really want to get out from there, that situations. And I really want to get out of from that place. And then that's why, like, this is, like, actually one of my manifests that actually works. I really want to go abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to live somewhere else, like, just not in my place. Because of that, like, I keep, like, saying every day, every single day. And then I keep saying to people as well. And then it's becoming, like, a maybe prayers. And then it's just, like, come true. That's
right.
Why. And then, like, I keep telling to my friends. And we actually have the same goals.
Yeah.
And that's, like, becoming a relationship. So that's why. And then that's why, like... yapping with friends sometimes just like so funny, but then it's true.
No, but it's so good though. Yapping with friends, like I kind of am a little bit Delulu with them, just a little bit.
Like how Delulu?
Okay, okay. Like for example, I'm just like, yo, dang, we should marry like a rich man, eh?
Oh, that's a good one.
And then my friend is like, yeah. And I'm just like, no, we have to go to like a golf course because that's where rich people are. And then it's, so we like always like we plan out like an idea where it's just like, okay, we should just both marry like a rich man and then like we don't have to work ever again. And it's just, it's so stupid. It's so silly. And it has nothing to do with reality. It's so stupid. But I remember having this conversation specifically after a really hard time in my life. I think I failed an assignment and I was crying really bad. And I'm like, I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything. And then my friend just distracted me and was like, let's just marry a rich man. And that made me laugh so hard that I was crying for a different reason. So it actually helped me a lot. And it was really good and like with bonding with my friend. But I think the main thing is not to take yourself too seriously. Yeah. I think like obviously we both
sometimes
know we're joking around, right? And being too serious, it's not fun.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just fine to, like, yapping and then sometimes, like, make a joke. And then joking is funny, you know? And then we're like, oh, it's not too stressful.
I think I just remember myself, and I think that I also did the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, but this happens most recently. Oh. So this happens most recently when I was in Queenstown.
Okay.
I think on the last at the end of June, I guess, when I was there skiing. Mm-hmm. Guys, you have to go to Queenstown's as well.
Oh, it's
and
so good.
We were there. And we already book for a dinner in a quite fancy restaurant, which we found that the price is quite. It's for how do you call it, the one where you get 50%, but like you order a table, but you get a 50% discount first table.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Have you guys have that?
I don't know.
Like the first table, like you go to a restaurant, but you book it in the first place. And then after that, you can go there. But there's actually terms and condition where you can order. Like it's actually 50%, but you have to at least probably order two dishes. And we did this in the quiet, fancy restaurant in Queenstown. Mm-hmm. And then we order steaks, pizzas and everything.
Amazing.
And then we also order some of the drinks, alcoholic one. And
alcohol? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's cider, 4.5%.
Oh my god!
And then I started being the Lulu with my friends. I was like, "So guys, how's our business in Sydney?"
Oh god,
improvising, I love it.
Yeah,
okay.
And I was like, another friend of mine, his name is Abraham. I was like, Abraham, how's our business in Kuching in Malaysia? Mm-hmm. Is everything's going well with the forest that we planted? That's what I was. And then my friends would start talking and they'd say that, oh, Budi, are you drunk already? I was like, I didn't even sip anything. I said, I just want to get into a moment because this is like, it's a fancy restaurant and we probably wouldn't have the same chance again to go there because it's hella expensive. And then I feel like probably it was going to be the last time I'm going there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I just needed to enjoy the moment.
Okay.
And the same thing happens too, because after that, after having dinner, we rush to onsen.
Oh yeah.
And then when we're showering ourselves and then bathing with our warm water, and then it's outdoor, and then we also serve with alcoholic drinks again. But I wasn't drunk that time because it was just cider. And then we start to talk. I start to talk about how it feels like we're old guys mafia, you know. And I'll be like, how's our business in Macau?
Oh, God, I love it. Here's the thing, though, right? As, like, someone who studies theatre, that is a normal, everyday conversation with fellow students.
Really?
That is true. We don't even need to discuss it beforehand. Like, I could I could go up to my friend, for example, I have a friend named Ava. I could just go up to her and I'm like, how dare you? You cheated on me. You loser. And then she's, without blinking, she immediately is just like, I'm sorry, I didn't want you to find out this way. And it can go on for, like, 5 to 10 minutes before we'd break character and laugh. Like, it's a normal thing among theatre students. Don't worry, you're not crazy. It's totally normal.
No, I want to meet your friends. It must be so fun.
It's so fun, bro. Yeah. Like, it's just...
It's pretending.
It's pretending. It's not being serious. It's just being chill, right?
Yeah.
But I'll leave you guys on that note. You guys can have a wee break and listen to a song if you're listening live. If you're not listening live, too bad, I'm sorry. But I'll see you guys in a wee bit. And welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that wee break. All right, so back into the thick of things. So we've already established, guys, that Delulu is a Salulu, and sometimes you can talk trash with your friends, and it can be absolute bonkers, absolute nonsense, and it's just fun. What is the lesson out of this? Like, if you had to convince a very serious person, you should have fake conversations with your friends. You should imagine yourself in a music video or whatever. If you had to convince someone to do it, how would you convince them?
That's a pretty hard one. Because I don't know. Like,
what are the benefits? You know, like, why should we do it?
Oh, but you know what? Like, I actually have I always like having something in mind that actually whenever you're pretending something and then you're saying out of words and actually becoming true. We're supposed to be careful what we're saying, because sometimes if we're saying like in the bad ways, it's becoming bad. And for me, like, oh, maybe like, yeah, you mentioned that maybe in the future, like I'll just like marry a rich guy and stuff. And then you know what? When I was younger in high school, I used to like talk with my friends and then like, oh, you know what? Like I'm gonna like marry maybe in like around 20s and something. I wanna like marriage in the young age. And it's becoming true.
Really?
And it was like, oh God, is it like real? And then you know what? Like I told my friends, yeah, I just wanna like be like a young mom. And it's like funny.
Right.
But then oh yeah, same. I wanna do like that. And then yeah, and then you know what? Like my friend, we're like yapping together.
Mm-hmm.
We have that conversation. And then she's actually now pregnant.
Right. And congratulations.
And, yeah, I did it. And then she told me when we were younger, I want to like marry. So she's actually Indonesian and she's marrying a Turkish guy. And then she was telling me that I want to marry like maybe someone different ethnicities so that I can get a mixed kid. And then it's becoming true. It's just like, oh God, this is just so funny. But then it's just true. And then like yesterday I called her and then we're like, oh God, do you remember when we're like in high school, we're yapping and then we're just like Delulu and it's becoming Salulu. So it's just like, oh God, it's just like that. So
actually, have you guys ever heard of time capsules?
Oh, yeah, I remember. And then we buried them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I recommend you guys do that. It's so fun. I opened one this year. And it's actually very emotional. It's very good. Like you write what's going on in your life right now, but be very detailed. Like, what did you do today? What did you eat? What's your goals? What are your struggles? Yeah. Right? Like, I'm really struggling with, like, you know, my exams right now. I don't know if I'll graduate, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, my goal for the future is to, I don't know, be married by the time I'm 30. Hopefully I have, like, a kid by that point. And then, like, you at 30 years old will reread that and you'll be like, ha, you failed. Or, like, something like that. No, you got, like, valedictorian. Or, like, actually, now I have 3 kids. And, like, you know, it's like, it just becomes very emotional because you have very different mentalities, right? So from when you're younger and when you're older, like, you could say, I want to be a professional footballer. But now that you're older, you own your own business or something. You're like, oh, yes, youth, back when I was young. It's just, it's very reminiscent. And it's a personalized letter from you to you, right? And because it's just you, you can be as honest and as Delulu as you want. You could say, I secretly want to be a professional actor in Hollywood, but I've never told anyone that before. And you don't have to be embarrassed because it's just you reading that. So I recommend it.
In what age did you do that?
So I did this when I was still in high school. So I was like, oh no, I did one when I was in high school, one when I was 13, and then I opened it when I was 18. So it was 5 years apart.
Cool.
And I remember like just my worries when I was 13 was so like, you know, very kid-like, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I really have this friend crush with this one person. I want her to be my friend. And I think I'm not cool. Like, I'm a loser. You know, I'm just like, ugh. And then at 18, I was like struggling about what university I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. But I read that and I'm like, life was so simple. And now she's my best friend, like that person. You know, it's just the way time works and with the way your goals are at the time, like, it's really good to reflect and see what it is. And it's like, it's really nice if you forgot about something. It's just like, oh, I have a crush on this one guy. But I only talked to him once, so it's like nothing. But then you read it like 10 years later and like, well, we're married, so.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's just so
that's
fun.
Nice.
So, like, a lot of people can have a lot of different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend you to genuinely, especially with the creative minds that we have, it will be so fun. Like, for example, Budi, right now, you'll be like, oh, I want to be like, I don't know, like the main character in like Taylor Swift's music video or something. Like, let's say. And then you can just laugh at it when you're like older. You know, you never know.
Because
our priorities change.
Actually, I had that before, but then I just like don't know where did I birth. So, but then you know what? Like 5-year plan. Like, do you have that?
A 5-year plan?
Yeah, because actually it's like a time capsule.
Mm.
So when I was like when I was 17, I forgot when was that. But I used to like having like a poster. So. Like a 5-year plan. So from the first year, the second until fifth. And then we wrote them down, like which the goals for the first year and then the second and the third and so on. And then I did wrote that. Like I wrote some of my goals and things, like just like random things. And then when I was like in maybe 3 years ago and I saw that and I was like, oh God, it's funny because like, oh, no. Actually, one of them there might be true, but none of them like, all of them is just becoming true. So because like it's just like so silly. Sometimes we have like a silly dream, but then it's just like, okay, it's just funny. But then it's just like, okay, it's so funny. So yeah, it's just like,
yeah, no, that, yeah. It is. It's just so good to look back on it because, like you said, it's funny. I don't know how to explain it other than it's just, it's so funny, right? Yeah. Because it's like, I remember, it's just, our thinking was so different. So it's funny now how much things have changed.
Yeah.
But actually, that leads me to a question that I want to ask both of you, right? So, we're all very creative people. We're very imaginative. And I think a lot of stuff goes on in our head.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'd imagine we'd have some pretty wild dreams, right? What is the most fantastical or, like, funniest, like, what is the most, like, outrageous dream that you've ever had?
I want to be, like, a Steve Jobs. That's really funny, actually. Like, one of my silly things, so, you know what, like, Steve Jobs have the, what is it, like, a style for wearing, like, a turtleneck, like, a black turtleneck, and then, like, a jeans. And then whenever I use that outfit, I was like, oh, like, I'm becoming Steve Jobs, I'm becoming CEO.
Right, right. So funny. No, I love that. That's hilarious. What about you, Buddy?
I don't know. I think last time, because I grew up listening to Whitney Houston, the divas. Listening to Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Aretha Franklin.
Right.
So one time I imagined myself actually having a mini concert in a Madison Square Garden. So I kept on thinking on that. And then there's one time I even asked my friends, prior to me continuing my study, I even asked him, I was like, maybe I should be a singer.
He's right,
and he said that, nah, singing can be your hobby that can create new money that can fill up your banks, but it can be your hustle or your side job, but not your main, because he thought that it's how to say it, I just like it. But not too passionate about it.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why he said that to me. And then I found the answers of him of his is very objective.
Right.
Because the answer is very objective as well. So I feel like maybe that's true, and that's something that I'm doing now. That's why I think that probably I am on the right path now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but that kind of sucks, though, to have your dreams shut down like that. Because it's like, sometimes we don't need objectivity. Like, of course, like, when we're at a certain age, we have to start thinking about rent and, like, food and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But, like, of course, you're not going to go up to, like, a six-year-old. And a six-year-old's going to be like, I want to be a dinosaur when I grow up, you know? Yeah. And you're like, yeah, be that dinosaur you want. Like, kids are filled with life and imagination and passions. And, like, you don't know. You just don't know what your future is going to be like if you let that passion run through, right? So, like, that kid who said, I want to be a dinosaur when I grow up can change to, I want to be someone who studies dinosaurs or, like, I want to, you know? You don't know how your dream is going to turn out, right?
Yeah.
But it just sucks because life sometimes, it sucks out that creativity, that positivity, and everything that we enjoy, that passion, right? And they turn us into, like, mindless, like, corporate slaves, I'd say. Sorry, maybe a bit too radical, but like I just think it's very important for us, all of us, to keep that little spark that we had when we were 5, 6, 7, whatever, and just keep it deep within our hearts. And I think a good way of expressing that is to be delusional, other people would say.
Yeah.
It's just keep things fun, keep things light, and if you have a positive perspective, then good things will happen, I think, you know, because you have, like, it's the same, like, equation of, are you a glass half full kind of guy or a glass half empty? It's the same objective truth, but what perspective is it, right? Positive or negative? And that will affect your view on life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's just my take on it.
I have that in mind, actually.
Yeah. I remember I had, like, this really crazy dream where, like, a real dream when I was, like, sleeping, where I was in a zombie apocalypse, and I was the main character, and I was just like, I'm not gonna die, and I was just like, don't worry, guys, I'll save you, and I was like this, like, you know, like The Walking Dead or something, so, like, I've got, like, a bow and arrow, and I'm, like, saving people, and it was just so fun. So funny. But you see, it's so silly. It's just something you dream about when you sleep, but it makes good conversation, right?
Yeah.
And it's just that lightheartedness doesn't, like, take away from your serious corporate job, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, like, it's good to have, like, those little moments, those little pockets of whimsy.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? Like, in terms of, like, other than the dream aspect and, well, the dream aspect and the, like, little whimsy that we have, right? Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever have, like, a fantasy phase?
Yes, oh, I do.
Like, if you could be any, like, fantastical creature, like a fairy, a dragon, or something, what would you want to be? Woody is, like, covering his face. It's so like, what is it? Seems like you already have an answer.
Okay.
What is that?
I think I watched Maleficent 400 times.
Oh, God. I love Maleficent.
Yeah. Maleficent. Good.
So good.
The reason why I like her is because she can fly.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And I think, the ultimate power that she has, of course, like, okay, there was one time she used it for her own benefit, which is dark time, guys. Mm-hmm. But I think that heading towards the end of the story of Maleficent, part one and part two, I think that she used that most of the time for the greater of good. And then, talking about that power, but that power aside, what I really, really like about her is actually her wings. And I feel like if I have that wings, probably I can fly everywhere that I want.
True. I'd love to fly. It's so good.
Yeah, true. Same. Yeah. I really want to fly.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know what? Like, I have a dream. Not a dream. Like, silly things that kept, like, what if, like, we're actually, like, a dead person and then we can, like, coming into the concerts
right.
for free.
Oh.
Or maybe we're becoming invisible. Not
right.
that. But it's like
being invisible, yeah.
Being invisible. And then we can, like, go for something for free. That's just like
free entertainment, free access.
Oh God.
Easy. It's like, you get to like have a conversation with your favorite celebrity. They can't hear you.
Yeah.
Wait, that's unfair. I want to have that power too.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to teleport instead of wings then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I changed.
So you want to teleport.
Yeah. That's very good.
Okay, that is a good reason. Like, that is a good one.
You can be anywhere in a flip of a finger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's true. That would be fine. What do you think, guys? Like,
like teleportation. Teleportation is a good one.
Like, if you could have any powers, okay.
Superheroes.
One power in the world, what would it be and why?
I want equivalent exchange.
Equivalent?
Like you exchange something. Like, let's say I have an apple in my hand and I want to change it. I'm like, snap my fingers and I get a pie instead. But the only drawback on that is, like, okay, maybe I won't get a pie. It has to be the same value. So if I have an apple in my hand, I snap my fingers and I get an orange instead.
Ah,
right? Okay. So I can't change an apple into a house, for example. Mm-hmm. It's not the same value.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that would be, like, a pretty good power.
Is it like tennis?
Okay, then if you have that power, you have to sacrifice on one weaknesses that you will get after that. You will get a shortcomings or drawbacks after that. Mm-hmm. What would it be?
Ooh.
As a cost.
Right, as a cost.
Once you're using that power once.
Okay. I would say, I think exchange is a very, like, powerful power. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I get a bleeding nose, I get them anyway. So I think that makes
That's
sense.
A good choice.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Because I'd imagine it would take a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'd feel, like, a little bit weak. So that's where the bleeding nose would come from.
Especially if you're building a house, of course. It's going to take a lot of
energy. Or, like, let's say, energy. If someone, not say that I would do this, but if someone died, and if I killed someone, and I'd switch that person who I killed with the person who I love who survived again, that would take a lot of energy. I'm bringing someone back to life. I wouldn't do that, guys. But... just in case. All right, we have 2 minutes left. Quickly, Sarah, what power would you have?
I want to be like
the drawbacks as well.
Oh, I want to be like if no, like imagination. I want to be like I can do like teleportation, but like. You know what? Like different universe. So it's like it's like Avengers.
Yeah.
But then I want to see like me in different. Perspective in different like multiversal things, and maybe it's like it's good because maybe me, but then it's just becoming different person. I mean, like, maybe different occupation, different right. work, different things, different major. So, yeah, teleportation. But the drawbacks, I don't know, maybe just, like, fell down.
Right, yeah.
Fair enough. It just looks easy.
What about you, Woody?
I want to be immortal without being old.
Okay. Whoa. All right. So what's your drawback?
The drawback is people are going to be suspicious about me and they will keep on thinking whether I hold the true certificates of myself or not.
Right. Oh. No, I don't think that's a good drawback because that would happen anyway. It has to be a drawback about your immortality. Just then, like, what if I have an idea. Your immortality, the drawback is in order for you to stay immortal and keep looking young, you have to kill people.
Oh,
what?
And then taking their, what is it?
You're a vampire, basically. Yeah. You have to drink their blood.
Or like you're having, maybe like you're now like maybe 27 or whatever. And then you're like, oh, you're killing people. And then they're like the age of like 15 and then like comes up again. And that's becoming like
a
more.
So if you kill a 15-year-old, you become 15.
It's increasing.
By the way, we will, I should say this now, we are
we're,
not
we will
going
not
to
do
kill
this. This is just the Lulu. Okay,
actually, guys, this is actually a good place to end the episode. Thank you so much, Woody and Sarah, for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Who does listening.
This was actually absolutely awesome, especially since you, how to say, entertained my weird questions about the superpowers and stuff like that. It was great. I think the moral of the story, guys, is to just stay positive. Don't let seriousness get into your life. Do you guys have any last words?
You can be Bing DeLulu, but in moderation.
yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. As usual, please stay safe out there. Free Palestine. Don't forget to boycott Disney Channel, McDonald's, Coca-Cola. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for joining me today on Thoughts and Theories. I hope you've learned something new or taken away something to think about. I hope to see you all next time. Till then, this has been Thoughts and Theories with Asha Amma Asri.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.